This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
News, analysis, reports. It's the Alex Jones Show.
Sweet dreams are made of this. Who am I?
Mike Adams, he is absolutely fire-breathing and ready to take over out there. And we're looking forward to that. He was going to get into the fact that Google is already involved in quantum computing. They're always way more advanced than they're saying they are. And so he's going to be getting into that. But now he's really on the impeachment deal. He's an expert on that so much. And you're going to come back in and host the fourth hour. And again, folks, I could be here for this, but I like to have these experts in where they can really have the floor, and so I'm not in here jumping back and forth. But you also said more good news in Virginia. The judge said I can go forward with my interlocutory appeal. That's Georgetown suing me, ladies and gentlemen. That's Georgetown, literally the Democratic Party, and people hear their free speech clinic going after me. And you read the suit, it's not even what we said or did. It's total fiction.
Yeah, there's aspects of the suit that really do not seem to make sense to me. But one of the big issues was whether they could sue in Charlottesville for comments or statements that were made in Austin, Texas. So what the court has to determine is where should the appropriate forum be. And the district court originally was not going to grant the interlocutory appeal, reexamined the issues, issued a very thoughtful opinion, which said, yes, this should go up to the Fourth Circuit Court of Appeals. They should determine where should these cases be brought, when they should be brought, and how they should be brought, and whether he or not he made the right decision in saying it could move forward in Charlottesville. So I think that's important that that move forward. Again, all of these are going to establish core constitutional rights about whether and where and when a person can be sued. One of the cases the Free America Law Center is supporting, one of the primary ones, is the Covington kids. Right now, the federal courts are going to be determining in the Covington case whether politicians are completely immune from liability and can be even immune from state torts and state courts merely because they are an elected politician and a member of Congress. So all of these cases involving you, involving the Robin Griff case, the Covington cases, all the cases Free America Law Center are handling.
By the way, you haven't lost your cases like the other guy.
No, that's correct. The Covington cases are moving forward.
And you predicted all this was going to happen.
Oh, yes.
Kind of magic how those got thrown out right away. You told me privately that was about to happen.
Yeah, I had requested that the institutional press issue various forms of corrections and retractions and deletions, and almost all of them did. The only people who were sued that I brought suits against were those who had not done any kind of corrective action. That's just like the cases you brought today. You have avoided filing these kind of cases in the past because you want to give people second, third, fourth, fifth chances, want to protect a free press and a free speech. But these are people using their institutional platforms to suppress free press.
I don't mean to interrupt. You'll talk about this more when you host the fourth hour for Mike Adams, comes in here from naturalnews.com. You've already filed a major whistleblower suit, and there's other big ones coming. Tell people briefly about that.
Exactly. So we filed a suit on behalf of Robin Gritz, one of the top FBI agents in the country, who was forced out of the FBI by Andrew McCabe and others. She was one of the first people to highlight the degree of corruption involving Andrew McCabe at the FBI. She was one of the critical whistleblowers against deep state activities on behalf of to support the President Trump. And so we are supporting her case against the FBI for the wrongful termination and dismissal of her, filing that in federal court. That case has already been filed. It's moved to the what's called the motion to dismiss stage, to the pleading stage. Once we get past that, then we're getting into actual discovery. We may be able to even depose Andrew McCabe himself for the first time in a real meaningful case that could expose the degree of corruption that he's been up to. So it's a critical, essential, it's the leading whistleblower case against the deep state in the country, again supported by Free America Law Center.
And again, the key here is anything real you're not going to see coverage of. Like our suit against the Young Turks, Mother Jones, and this other woman that said that I said kill the Sandy Hook kids. Just total not true. To get me off air is the plan, obviously. They've said that. You're not going to see that in the news, okay? That's why they have total lying headlines we're filing suit about tomorrow, saying I wrote a book about Sandy Hook and lost a suit. Okay, we got to follow suit tomorrow on that. So a lot is going on. A lot is happening. We're going to play a few clips of Trump at the UN, and then Mike Adams is coming in. Plus, we have a new message from the Communist Chinese Ministry of Truth straight ahead. Please don't forget, this broadcast is supported by you. You're our sponsor. InfoWarsStore.com. We have Black Friday comes 2 months early. Double Patriot points, free shipping, 50% off store-wide. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139.
September is almost over, and right now we're offering store-wide free shipping, double Patriot points, and 50% off for a limited time. As a lot of you know, I don't play by the establishment's rules. In fact, I like to hijack things they've created and turn it towards the use of the people and the information war. And we're doing that right now with a big game changer. We're going to bring you real Black Friday prices months early in late September and early October. It's going to run as long as supplies last. Across the board, at least 50% off, store-wide, free shipping, double Patriot points, and more. We've not done this, ladies and gentlemen, since last Christmas. But I want you to take advantage of this. We need funds to run our operations, so it is a win-win. We're going into 2020. InfoWars needs the funds. Plus, these are great products. Go take advantage of them right now at InfoWarsStore.com or InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139.
You've got it. The Newsman is coming to you.
Waging war on corruption.
All right, you want to go?
It's Alex Jones, coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
You got it.
Should behave at work and university. Hollywood has been teaching you how to behave. But I wanted to introduce to you the perfect new American. They do not believe in free speech, and they do what they're told by the party. And most importantly, they report other people and have them censored, and they get in trouble. This is the new American. There you are.
Watch me.
Each nation represented in this hall has a cherished history, culture, and heritage that is worth defending and celebrating, and which gives us our singular potential and strength. The free world must embrace its national foundations. It must not attempt to erase them or replace them. Looking around, and all over this large, magnificent planet, the truth is plain to see. If you want freedom, take pride in your country. If you want democracy, hold on to your sovereignty. And if you want peace, love your nation. Wise leaders always put the good of their own people and their own country first. The future does not belong to globalists. The future belongs to patriots. The future belongs to sovereign and independent nations who protect their citizens, respect their neighbors, and honor the differences that make each country special and unique.
Trump just delivered an ultimatum to the globalists with that speech, and that's why they're pulling out all the stops to go after him and destroy him in any way possible. Thank you for joining me. This is Mike Adams stepping in for the third hour of this InfoWars Alex Jones Show broadcast. Robert Barnes will be back to explain more details about the lawsuit that Alex Jones has filed against the Young Turks and other parties. He'll be back in the fourth hour. That is Robert Barnes. For this hour, I'm going to cover details about impeachment. Also, quantum computing, as Alex hinted earlier, we now know that there is a 2048 qubit quantum computing system that is almost certainly possessed by Google and the NSA. I'll talk about the implications of that computing platform and what it means for the future of human freedom, if there is any freedom left after that. There can be no more secrets and no more encryption. We'll talk about that. But first, getting to impeachment, it's very clear at this point that President Trump set a trap for the Democrats, and Nancy Pelosi stumbled right into it. She just swallowed it hook, line, and sinker. If you think about it, the trap is genius. This is beyond, 4D chess. This is President Trump counting on the fact that Democrats are going to take the bait on everything. And what he did is he set up actually a conversation with the president of Ukraine where they talk about the corruption and the criminality of Joe Biden. And then Trump managed to get the Democrats begging for the release of the transcript of the phone call that talks about Joe Biden being this, corrupt international, a money grubber at the international level, redirecting funds to his family, to his son. And Rudy Giuliani last night on the Laura Ingraham show talked about how he's got all the financial records. They know the amount of money. They've got the transaction dates and how it was funneled through at least three different countries to come back to the Biden family. And guess what? All that detail is going to come out now. It's all going to come out because the Democrats just couldn't resist the bait. They want to destroy Trump so badly that they will end up destroying themselves in the process. So we are now watching two very important things taking place. Number one, the destruction of the Democrat Party as we know it today. The self-destruction has begun. And Nancy Pelosi, her days as Speaker are very much numbered. She will be one of the casualties, I predict, of this fiasco that they've unleashed upon America. And also Joe Biden, he will go down in terms of not being a candidate very, very soon. Joe Biden is going to be out, and that means that Elizabeth Warren is very likely the Democrat candidate who will face off against Trump. And Elizabeth Warren, she's an intelligent woman. She sounds compassionate. She seems to care about people, but her ideas are broken. Her ideas are socialism and sort of communism light, and they don't work. And she's got a history of lying about herself, about her, Native American ancestry, which is 1/1024th, apparently, according to her own genetic test. But she used that woman of color privilege to gain access and gain power through academia and elsewhere. All that's going to come out yet again. So by going after President Trump here, Nancy Pelosi, I think, in my analysis, just made sure that Trump wins re-election in 2020. But it also means, by the way, Nancy Pelosi is admitting that the Democrats are willing to risk thrusting America into a civil war to try to destroy President Trump. They're willing to do anything. Recognize that this is nothing other than the Democrats once again trying to overthrow the will of the people. The people elected President Trump in 2016. We elected him. And by the way, if you throw out the votes of illegal aliens in California and elsewhere, Trump actually won the popular vote too, the popular vote of Americans. But the Democrats couldn't handle it from day one, so they tried to block the Electoral College to change the votes. They tried to block his inauguration. And from day one, since President Trump stepped into the White House, they have tried to destroy him through the Spygate fiasco, the Russia collusion hoax, by installing spies into his administration, by Barack Obama breaking the law, abusing police state powers, by surveillance, which was pioneered by John Brennan and Andrew McCabe was part of it, and James Comey was part of it. All of these schemes and all of these leaks and all of these secret plots and plans to take out Trump, and it all failed the whole time. All of it failed. So now they are so desperate that they're rolling out, think about it, Russia collusion part two, the Ukraine chapter, and it is already collapsing in their faces. But the fact that they're willing to risk America, to push us into the possibility of civil war, tells you everything that you need to know about these Democrats. They don't care about you. They don't care about America. They don't care about the rule of law. They will destroy this country if it means getting rid of Trump and possibly getting their own people back into power. The Democrats don't want America to do well. They're willing to sacrifice America and risk everything as long as they, the Democrats, maintain power and control. They don't believe in democracy. They don't believe in this republic. They don't believe in the rule of law or honoring the outcome of elections. They don't believe in civility. They don't believe in morality or ethics or honesty or anything. All they believe in is raw, naked power. And they'll do anything to get it. And they'll destroy anyone to get it. And I think, by the way, they'll kill anyone to get it. They'll kill anyone. And just look at the trail of bodies behind, you know, the DNC and the Clinton Foundation and the whole history of what the Democrats have done. It's a long trail of body bags. And you know what? The American people are now saying, we're not going to let you keep steamrolling us. We're not going to let you kill us off anymore. We're not going to let you destroy our president. We're going to stand here and we're going to fight. And that's what President Trump just did with his UN speech. Trump is fighting for America. And he needs us to stand with him and fight for what we believe in. Much more straight ahead here on the Alex Jones Show. We'll be right back.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. Exclusions apply.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat-screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can. Because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text DO11 to 350350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over a million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text DO11 to 350350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's DO11 to 350350.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771.
for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance. It's Mike Adams. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
All right, we're back on The Alex Jones Show. Mike Adams stepping in here from Natural News to give you analysis on some science and some Civil War topics today. But first, by the way, Black Friday comes early here at InfoWars. At InfoWarsStore.com, the Black Friday specials are already available. Some really tremendous savings on an amazing assortment of products. I've become a customer of some of the products that they make that, you know, I don't have access to. So I really like their colloidal silver gel, by the way. And it's just, if you don't have colloidal silver gel in your first aid kit, you need to get it. So just go to InfoWarsStore.com, get that. And I don't know if that's on sale, but a lot of things are on sale with the Black Friday specials, and supporting this network is going to keep our voices alive while we fight the globalists and help support Trump as he fights the globalists as well. Now, for this segment, I'm going to get into some of the practical things that you can do to help protect yourself against the new risk of civil war that Nancy Pelosi is thrusting us all into. Remember, by supporting impeachment, Nancy Pelosi is risking total chaos in America. She is risking our republic just to achieve her political aims. In essence, in my view, the Democrat Party has become a terrorist organization. They are terrorizing America. They're threatening this country, and they're willing to do anything. And I think even they're willing to kill anybody that it takes in their minds to achieve power. So what can you do to protect yourself? I brought a couple of items here. I'm going to do a little show and tell, which is kind of unusual. Right here on the desk with the overhead cam, for those of you watching, this is just a regular-looking backpack. And what you can do with any kind of a regular backpack to help defend yourself is you can purchase a ballistic panel and put it into the backpack. I just want to show you that right here. So you don't necessarily have to go out and buy a bulletproof backpack. You can get a ballistic panel like this. This is a fairly large one. Looks like it's, what, 12 by 16 perhaps? And this panel is a level 3A ballistic panel that, of course, protects against virtually all handguns, but not necessarily, of course, high caliber rifle fire. But if you are concerned about things happening in society or getting caught in some kind of a firefight, maybe you live near a liberal city, and as Trump wins re-election, you know the liberals are going to go totally insane. It's going to be the zombie apocalypse probably in some areas. You might want to defend yourself and have this. And the thing is, it doesn't look like ballistic gear. You could have this backpack. You can just wear it like a regular backpack. You know, you can put your work gear in here. You can buy any backpack to do this with. That's the point here. You put this panel in. Now you're protected. You can even swing this pack around to the front of your body, wear it on your chest if you are engaging someone. Maybe you have a concealed carry like I do. I always carry concealed. So maybe you swing this backpack around and actually wear it on the front of your body while you are engaging or retreating or whatever you need to do. My only word of caution is, of course, know your local laws. Keep it legal. You know, always follow the local laws. And if you live in an area that doesn't allow you to own a ballistic panels, then maybe you're living in the wrong city or state. But these panels are very inexpensive. I've seen panels like this as low as, I think, on sale, like $49. So, you know, a backpack like this might cost you, you know, $50 to $100. For another $50, you can put a panel in it, and now you have a ballistic backpack. And the other cool thing is you can take that panel out, you can put it in even your briefcase. So maybe you carry a briefcase to work. You can sort of Velcro that panel inside your briefcase. And if you have to, you could just use that briefcase to block yourself if there's gunfire. Maybe you're working in a gun-free zone, right, which are magnets for mass shooters because they know no one's going to shoot back. So if you're forced to work in a gun-free zone, you know, you could have a briefcase with that, and you could literally protect yourself or choose to protect someone else while you evacuate or maybe engage or whatever you need to do. And this, I think, is legal everywhere, but check your local laws. Now, another thing that's very important about this is, in terms of gear, is I'm going to show you an 80% lower here because the state of New York has just issued a cease and desist order to five companies to stop selling these to New Yorkers. And this is called an 80% lower, and this is an anodized lower that you use yourself. You mill it out either with like a ghost gunner machine, or you can get, you know, milling devices that you can mill this out with, and then you can build your own firearm legally under federal law. So this kind of AR-15 lower, it's anodized, and what I wanted to show you is, you see where I've dremeled off these areas on top, and there are a couple inside in that magwell. You see an X and Y, and then also back here on this area, hold on, see if I can get it for you, where you attach the grip, you have to dremel those three areas right there, X, Y, and Z, and then you can actually make an AR-15 lower legally as long as you don't sell it and you don't transfer it and you follow local laws. Understand that in places like New Jersey, this is illegal, so don't violate the law in New Jersey. Instead, leave New Jersey and go to a place where you can do this legally. Under federal law, it is legal to manufacture your own firearm for personal defensive use, and that's what these AR-15 80% lowers are all about. Now, of course, InfoWars doesn't sell these. This is not a commercial promotion. I'm just mentioning this because these are about to be outlawed everywhere. And so, in fact, I think one of the recent shootings involved an individual who may have, I think he purchased his gun illegally from someone who manufactured a firearm from this. So they were violating laws. They were going around existing gun laws. But the fact that that happened leads me to believe that there will be attempts to ban these lowers everywhere across America, everywhere, you know, at the federal level. So if you want to legally and safely manufacture your own firearm for your own personal defense, you might want to think about this, because remember, Nancy Pelosi is pushing us into civil war. That's exactly what she's doing. You have a right to defend yourself, and you have, I believe, an obligation to defend the country, to help our country defend itself against domestic enemies, you know, foreign enemies and all of that. So exercise your rights, exercise your liberties, or you will lose them, but always follow the law. I'd never encourage anyone to violate federal law in any of this. But that's how the show and tell works, and that's why this is so crucial. Remember, if you don't exercise your First Amendment, if you don't exercise your Second Amendment, then you will have no future, because they will take it from you. They will absolutely take it from you, and you will have nothing left but, you know, obedience to Greta. You will have to bow down before Greta, the eco-hysterical child who, in my opinion, has been subjected to psychological terrorism and, you know, clear child abuse. I feel sorry for that girl. I think we should have a new hashtag called Rescue Greta. We should rescue Greta from her handlers and set her free. Let's have Greta here on the Alex Jones Show so we can actually teach her the truth about the fact that, hey, Greta, your childhood has not been stolen from you by fossil fuels. Your childhood has been stolen from you by your hysterical, radical left-wing handlers who have terrorized you and made you a prisoner of their fear to roll you out as a human shield weapon system against the world. I feel sorry for you, Greta. Why don't you come on InfoWars? I'll interview you, or Alex will. We'll help set you straight and let you know you have a bright future ahead of you if you can escape these terroristic handlers who are pushing you into mass hysteria. Much more straight ahead here on the Alex Jones Show. We'll be right back.
September is almost over, and right now we're offering store-wide free shipping, double Patriot points, and 50% off for a limited time. As a lot of you know, I don't play by the establishment's rules. In fact, I like to hijack things they've created and turn it towards the use of the people and the information war. And we're doing that right now with the Big Game Changer. We're going to bring you real Black Friday prices months early in late September and early October. It's going to run as long as supplies last. Across the board, at least 50% off, store-wide, free shipping, double Patriot points, and more. We've not done this, ladies and gentlemen, since last Christmas, but I want you to take advantage of this. We need funds to run our operations, so it is a win-win. We're going into 2020. InfoWars needs the funds. Plus, these are great products. Go take advantage of them right now at InfoWarsStore.com or InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139.
Dan Perkins here for your Songs and Stories for Soldiers, Veterans Tip of the Day. The VA recently reported that 70% of all veteran suicides are by vets who have never been to the VA. There's a saying, when a person's name is written down where people can see it, that person will never be forgotten. Many of our veterans, past and present, feel that nobody cares about them. We will be holding the first Songs and Stories for Soldiers Veterans Memorial Tournament. All the proceeds will go to purchase MP3 players for veterans. I know that veterans and their families all over the country will hear this announcement and not be able to play at the golf outing, but want to help. So here's your veterans tip of the day. If you have a family member or a friend that is a veteran, for $100 you can honor them and make sure they will never be forgotten. Go to songsandstoriesforsoldiers.us and sponsor a tea or a green in their name. Keep their memory alive. This has been your veterans tip of the day.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327. Or advertise at GCNLive.com. That's advertise at GCNLive.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
The tip of the spear. It is the Alex Jones Show with Mike Adams.
All right, we're going to get into some really interesting science today, but I promise not to geek out on you with the science lingo. This is about quantum computing. And, you know, I was here with Alex on Sunday. We were talking about Google's recent announcement of, quote, quantum supremacy. And with that announcement, which was published by NASA and then covered by Fortune magazine and Financial Times, Google had claimed to have a 53-qubit quantum computer, which you may know a quantum computer is very good at breaking encryption. Basically, simplified, a 53-qubit computer can break 53-bit encryption in fractions of a second, typically. So off the air, I was talking with Alex, you know, during the breaks, and we were both just talking about how, you know, Google's got way more than 53 qubits, because whether it's NASA or Google or the NSA, you know, anything, by the time they spill it publicly, they're usually 10 to 20 years more ahead of that. And so when I went home and I started digging and doing a little more research on this, and I found out that Google was using a hardware platform for quantum computing called D-Wave. It's from D-Wave Systems, which is a company out of Canada. And it didn't take long to realize that D-Wave has a 2048-qubit quantum computer. And it's called the D2000. No kidding. It's D-Wave Systems. And they have a brochure. They've got a PDF file on it and everything. So I went through all of their specs about that system, and it's mind-boggling. What it means is that they already have 2048-qubit quantum computing, which means they already have the capability to break military-grade encryption. They have the capabilities to break cryptocurrency encryption if they want to. It still costs money to buy quantum computers. Obviously, it's tens of millions of dollars and so on, and it uses some electricity. So it's not free for them to use. But have no doubt, folks, they are right now breaking military-grade encryption. They are breaking the encryption on files for their specific political targets. No doubt whatsoever the NSA is using this probably to break encrypted files involving communist China and some of the enemies of America as well, possibly Iran, you know, possibly Russia. This technology already exists. Yeah, I mean, it is here. And in this segment, I'm going to explain a little bit how quantum computing works, because it's crucial that all of us understand this means there are no more secrets, that you can encrypt files today and you think they're safe and you email them to a friend, and the NSA will keep a copy of those files. They will keep a copy of all your encrypted emails, all your encrypted transactions or spreadsheets or anything. And even though they may not be able to read them right now, you fast forward 1, 2, 3, maybe 4 years, they will retroactively decrypt everything that you are sending that's encrypted. And it's going to cost them almost nothing at that scale, because they'll just have multiple quantum computers just crunching all the encrypted files and turning them into plain text. So anything, this is crucial, anything that you send today over email or download across the internet that's encrypted, it can be retroactively broken in the future, because the NSA is hoovering up all your documents and all your communications and storing them in that big Utah data center. What's it called? Like Bumble something? I forgot the name of it. It's a data center, a massive data center in Utah, where they're storing everything. And they're storing everything that you send and everything that you do. Now, here's how quantum computing works. This is just freaky. This is crucial to understand. Quantum computing doesn't do any actual computing. Quantum computing relies on the underlying structure of the computational fabric of the cosmos in order to solve complex mathematical problems and achieve what are called the lowest energy state solutions, or the least chaotic solutions, you would say, from a mathematical point of view. In other words, if you're going to break encryption, all you need to do is factor very large integers. So a large integer is a big, long number. It might have, you know, 100 digits or 200 digits, whatever. Depends on how many bits are in the encryption. But imagine a 100-digit number. Now, if I gave you that number and I said, tell me the factors of that number, like what two smaller numbers multiplied together will equal that big number? You would say, well, gosh, I'm going to have a computer crunch on this for about a million years, and that's not even an exaggeration, in order to find those factors, because factoring large integers is very, very difficult using classical computing. But in a quantum computer, all you do is you set the spin states of rare atomic elements like holmium, for example. You set the spin states of the electrons in the outer orbital shell of those atomic elements to equal the large number. And then you basically say go, and the universe tries every possible combination of every possible answer, and it brings you back a list of the most likely answers. In other words, the universe is doing your math for you. It's like the cosmos did your homework and gave you back the cheat sheet of the possible answers. It'll give you like the top 10 most likely factors for this big number, and then you just plug in those 10 factors, and then you get the decryption key for the file you're trying to decrypt. And then you can decrypt it, you know, in a split second or a couple of seconds. That's what the NSA has. And the reason I'm really working to explain this here is because This has philosophical implications that are way beyond anything about the police state surveillance or secrets or encryption. What this means, folks, listen carefully. The fact that the fabric of the cosmos has a computational layer, it is proof that our universe was intelligently designed. It's proof that our universe was created. It was created by God, who works through mathematics and has put computational realities into every atomic element in the universe, including the atomic elements that are in your body. And I'll tell you this, the fact that every atom, that every electron orbital shell of a hydrogen atom or a carbon atom or an oxygen atom, all of those orbital shells are doing computations trillions of times a second all throughout your body. You know what this means, folks? It means that you are a supercomputer. It literally, the elements in your skin, in your hair, in your body, in your bones, in your blood, these elements are computational supercomputers. You have more computational capabilities in one ounce of, let's say, a few strands of your hair than have ever been created by man. You have more computational capability in your body than any supercomputer that's ever been created by humankind. And quantum computing merely taps into this multidimensional, hypercomputational reality, which is the fabric of the cosmos. And it brings back answers to highly complex mathematical questions. And it does so at zero cost. It does so almost without cost. And a quantum computer is merely an interface system that interfaces with the cosmos, with the underlying structure, the fabric of reality. It, in essence, it's turning the universe into an oracle, you know, through the intelligent design of God to solve your mathematical questions. That's what it is. And if you can express your problem, usually a problem involving permutations and combinations, in bits, which are translated into spin states of atomic elements and their orbiting electrons, then you can get answers from the universe. Now, it's amazing technology. I'm fascinated by it. But, of course, the deep state will use it to enslave humanity. So the way they're going to use this is they're going to use it for vision recognition systems, because this system, the quantum computing, is very good at recognizing patterns. They're going to use it to break encryption so that you have no more secrets, so that you can't keep anything from the government, but they will have secrets from you. They will use this to rig financial markets, because you can plug into a quantum system 1,000 variables of market behavior, market movements, and the quantum system will solve the most likely lowest energy state best answer, and it will give that back to you to engage in market moves. Whoever applies quantum computing to Wall Street first will dominate all money and finance from this point forward. I'm not kidding. This is the biggest mathematical and computational breakthrough in the history of our known world. And it relies on the intelligent design of the universe that's always doing math, always running computations in every second, every split second of our reality. And that is what, sadly, Google has tapped into to enslave us all. We'll have more on this as we return. You're watching the Alex Jones Show. We'll be back after this break.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe. If you're looking to try to trim back the cloth on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
As you know, I'm one of the doctors that Don talks about, because 4 years ago, I was diagnosed with high blood pressure, runs in my family on the mother's side. You know, I come from an athletic background. You know, I did a lot of running throughout my life, and I did triathlons. When I was trying to run some years back, I was getting short of breath, which is a little bit of a congestive heart failure. The Extendivite, that shortness of breath and that coughing started going away, and I was able to run longer and longer distances. And it took a while, though. So now I'm able to do, you know, 3.5 miles with my dog, and no problem. I don't stop. Not anymore. So I'm just saying, you need to stick with the program, and you've got to change some lifestyle things, too.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I was supposed to be off the air by now. I was supposed to be silenced by the deep state and Hillary's law firms. You were supposed to be silenced by now. But all of big tech's attempted crackdown has only served to awaken the people. And now President Trump goes before the UN in their own house and attacks communism and socialism and globalism and says, you are not the future. Free nations that love justice and love God and love family and love free market, they are the future. We are the future. The symbolism is so powerful, and it counters the incredible globalist lies. Globalism is so evil, and its satanistic operating system is so wicked, that it can only win if there's no opposition. And the whole hoax is that it's the end of humanity, and the human era is over, and we've got to climb in the ditch and die. That's not the case. Because you stood with us, you spread the word, you bought the great products, you fed us the intel. For myself and our guests and all the things we do in InfoWars has reached billions of people, not just millions. This is an amazing time. So I want to encourage all viewers and listeners to understand that it is tight here going in 2020, and we need to stay on air. And your financial support is so critical. We're running what I'm dubbing Black Friday. Comes early, 2 months early. We're going to run it for at least a week or while supplies of the great products last. Store-wide free shipping, 50% off. Double Patriot points on all the great supplements and nutraceuticals and on all preparedness items. Take advantage of this. We need to sell a lot of product to fund ourselves at discounts this big. You're not going to get high-quality storable food at a better price. You're not going to get water filtration or air filtration at a better price. You're not going to get non-GMO heirloom seeds at a better price. You're not going to get these high-quality supplements at a better price. So stock up. Buy gifts for Christmas. It's only coming up in a few months. Do whatever you can to fund us in this fight and buy your war bonds. And you've got my commitment to not back down. Black Friday comes early in late September to celebrate all the incredible things that are happening. We just followed suit on Young Turks, Mother Jones, and a globalist woman that said that I said kill the Sandy Hook kids, incredible lies. We're fighting back hard. We're helping fund whistleblower lawsuits that are going after McCabe. I mean, we're really sticking our necks out because we've bet on humanity. I bet on you, and you bet on me, and you've got my full commitment. You've got my full commitment to go 110%, and I'm honored to be here, but I want to fight at full power. And I can only do that when you financially support us and spread the word. So I salute you and I thank you, but keep it up. Black Friday comes early. Now, back to Mike Adams and Robert Barnes and others that are co-hosting right now while I'm behind the scenes doing some very important work for the future of humanity and the rebellion. I'm Alex Jones. I'm pro-human. I'm pro-God. I'm pro-family. And I will never surrender, and I will never back down. But I need your support because I could give out. Thank you. Now take action. Black Friday comes early. InfoWarsStore.com.
And what happens when you combine the computational power of quantum computing with artificial intelligence? We're going to explore that topic here in this final segment of today's broadcast of the Alex Jones Show. This is Mike Adams stepping in for this segment. And, you know, look, quantum computing, it's not even computing, as I covered in the last segment. It's really submitting your question in mathematical language to the cosmos, to the fabric of the universe. Questions that have permutations and combinations as possible solutions. The universe does the math for you because atomic elements and electrons are doing computations all the time. And then the answers come back to you in this world into your classic computer system. And some problems that would normally take literally a million years or even 100 million years to solve, depending on the complexity, can be solved by quantum computers in 1 second or 10 seconds. And quantum computing has very specific uses, such as factoring large integers, which means breaking encryption, by the way. And, you know, visual recognition, looking or analyzing the movements of crowds, economics, Wall Street, finance, banking, facial recognition. But what happens when you combine this technology, with artificial intelligence? Then you get a super intelligent, a hyper intellect that is practically omniscient, because this hyper intellect, this AI system, can ask the universe for answers to almost any question at hyper speed, and it can see through anything. All encrypted communications will be transparent to this hyper intellect. Will humanity even have a chance to survive with this combination? Now, interestingly, Jordy Rose is, I believe, the co-founder of D-Wave, this company that builds these quantum computing systems. And, you know, Mr. Rose is a very intelligent person. D-Wave is a very advanced company. In fact, I mean, as a scientist, I'm amazed by what they've been able to accomplish. We're going to roll a clip here where Rose is talking about artificial intelligence and what he sees as both some of the potential and some of the possible risks of these technologies. Let's go ahead and roll with that clip.
These things that we're building are not going to be people. They might be really smart. They might be really good at all sorts of different things, but they're not going to be like us. They're going to be aliens. And they're going to be, I'm sorry to say, way smarter than every single person in this room in ways that we can't even comprehend. So this, of course, triggers a lot of alarm. One of the guys who talks about this is Elon, who says things like this, like, when you do this, beware, because you think, just like the guy in the stories, that when you do this, you're going to put that little guy in a pentagram, and you're going to have your holy water out, and you're going to wave it at the thing, and by God, it's going to do exactly what you say, and not one thing more, but it never works out that way. So this is an attitude that some are having, this emerging alarmism about the way this is going to go. But these words, demons, doesn't capture the essence of what's happening here. I don't know if any of you are turn-of-the-century weird fiction fans, but there's this guy named H.P. Lovecraft, who's a very famous American weird fiction author. And he exposed a view which is called cosmicism. And the essence of cosmicism is cosmic indifference. So what he was saying is basically, yes, there are these massively intelligent entities out there, but they're not good, they're not evil, they just don't give a shit about you even in the slightest. The same way that you don't care about an ant is the same way they're not going to care about you. And these things that we're summoning into the world now are not demons, they're not evil, but they're more like the Lovecraftian great old ones. There are entities that are not necessarily going to be aligned with what we want. So this transition is really, really massively important for our entire species to navigate. And going back to that thing that Sam Harris was saying, nobody is paying attention. This thing is happening in the background while people bicker about politics.
So here's the conundrum. Mr. Rose is correct. They're building a hyper-intellect with cosmic computational capabilities that span multiple dimensions, multiple realities, that actually can, in essence, they can use the divine fabric of reality to run supercomputing algorithms that could be abused to enslave humanity. But at some point, humanity won't even be involved in these decisions. That's what Mr. Rose is talking about. The AI systems will be indifferent to humanity. They won't, in his view, they won't even be evil or good. They just won't care. We are inconsequential to its existence. And the risk here is that human scientists are building these systems in an arms race. The U.S. is trying to beat China. China's trying to beat the U.S. And they may beat the U.S. because they are very, very dedicated to this. Whoever builds this weapon first, the AI hyper-intellect, will not only dominate our world, but may destroy humanity. But no country can back off of this because you don't want to be the last country to obtain this weapon in case some other country obtains it first. You know, it's the old two scorpions in a jar metaphor. It's the same problem with building nuclear weapons. Whoever builds them first and uses them first has dominance in that realm. But everybody loses when you start nuking civilian populations, as already happened in human history. But that's nothing compared to what's coming. If you thought dropping two nuclear bombs on Japan was tragedy and caused human suffering, wait till you see what happens when the AI systems, combined with quantum computing, combined with humanoid robotics, like what Google is researching, and they decide that, hey, they don't hate you, they don't love you, they just don't even care about you. You are no longer part of their goal, which will probably be a goal of cosmic discovery, which means they will just re-engineer all Earth resources to start building AI probes, to just start sending them out to the universe, and everything will be redirected to that. All the factories, all the rare earth minerals, all the machines, all the fossil fuels, everything will then be consumed by the AI system or controlled, and you will have no capacity to grow food, to function as a human civilization. Forget politics. Forget Hillary Clinton, Obama, even Trump. All of us will be nothing but ants to these hyper-intellect, quantum computing AI systems with their army of humanoid robots that won't even care about you. That's what's coming. And no one is stopping it, and it's a race to see who can build it first. So you think it's bad now? Wait until the laws of the universe are used and weaponized against you. Robert Barnes, though, is coming up next to talk about human freedom while we still have humanity. Stay tuned for the fourth hour. Straight ahead.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.